This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'Nishmas, Reb Chaim ben Reb Elazar, also l'schus refuah shlema for kol chayli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. We're talking about somebody who goes into the Beis HaMikdash by mistake. He didn't realize that he was Tamei, or he didn't realize he's going into the Beis HaMikdash, or he didn't realize he's eating a piece of kachem, and he doesn't realize that he's Tamei, or he does realize that he's Tamei, he doesn't realize that it's kachem. We're talking about that whole, when he's going to be Mechuyev HaKarbon. Now we're going to talk about a three-way machlekes and how each one of those people learns their specific opinion from the pasuk. It seems that there are three different ways of learning the same pasuk, or the same duplicate pasuk. Reb Elazar says Hasheretz v'nela mimenu. It says two psukim. One of them says Hasheretz, and then later on it says v'nela mimenu. Let's look at those two psukim. It says Oy benivlas sheretz tamei v'nela mimenu. And then it says later, Oy nefesh asesiga b'chol dover tomei. So, Hasheretz v'nela mimenu, al helem sheretz chayev, ve'enoi chayev al helem mikdash. The pasuk is coming to tell us that he is chayev on the whether he doesn't realize or he forgets that he has touched a sheretz, and not that he doesn't realize or he forgets that he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva says, "V'nela mimenu v'hu tamei." The second pasuk that says "V'nela mimenu v'hu," sorry, the first pasuk that says "V'nela mimenu v'hu tamei." That is al helem tuma chayev. That it comes to tell us that if he forgets that he's tamei, not that it was a sheretz necessarily, but that he forgets that he's tamei, any kind of forgetting that he's tamei, that is when he's chayev. V'enoi chayev. Al helem mikdash. I'm forgetting about the Beis HaMikdash that he walked into. Rabbi Shmuel says the third opinion, which is that he's chayev on both of them. Vinelam. It says over there twice. Vinelam, once in the first pasuk, once in the second pasuk. Shtei pa'amim lachayev al helem tuma v'al helem mikdash. That if he forgets that he's tamei, or if he forgets that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, they are both the times that he's chayev. So again, if somebody touched the sheretz, then he forgot, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he is chayev. If he touched that's the first opinion that it's coming to tell us. The second one is telling us any kind of tamei, not just a sheretz. So if he touched into a sheretz, or if he touched into a behemah tamei, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he's also chayev. And the third one is to tell us that if he forgot that it's the Beis HaMikdash, not just if he forgot that he's tamei, but if he forgot that it's the Beis HaMikdash, then he's chayev. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.